This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com because it is Wednesday. That means later on today we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense and talk about whatever he's had going on for the last week. However, now, there's a few of you that are going to say, what has this got to do with anything you normally talk about? Which I fully understand, but believe me, there's always a method to my madness. President Barack Obama has signed an executive order which will authorize federal agencies to conduct behavioral experiments on U.S. citizens in order to advance a government initiative. The executive order, which was released yesterday, said a growing body of evidence demonstrates that behavioral science insights, research findings from fields such as behavioral economics and psychology about how people make decisions and act on them, can be used to design government policies to better serve the American people. The new program is the end result of a policy proposal the White House floated in 2013 entitled Strengthening Federal Capacity for Behavioral Insights. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like the sound of this. The White House has modeled this program after after one that was implemented in the UK in 2010. That initiative created a behavioral insights team which used iterative experimentation to test interventions that will further advance priorities of the British government. This draws on some research done by one of his czars, Cass Sunstein, and Chicago economist Richard Thaler. Cass Sunstein believes that animals should have should be able to sue humans, which would indicate they'd have to be able to think in order to do that. But that's neither here nor there. Now, do I have to explain what my issue is with this? Why does the government need to be able to psychologically nudge us? If we're supposed to have all of these freedoms, why would they want to attack us psychologically? Which is what this boils down to. They want to shape the way we think. In a 2013 memo, which was reported by Fox News at the time, the White House openly admitted that the initiative involved behavioral experimentation. Federal government is currently creating a new team that will help build federal capacity to experiment with these approaches and to scale behavioral interventions that have been rigorously evaluated using, where possible, randomized controlled trials. Here's one thing they would like to do. They, in the UK, this is very, I mean, if it was just this, I would have no issue with it. But what they claim is the UK sent out a letter to late taxpayers, which read 9 out of 10 people in Britain pay their taxes on time, which led to a 15% increase in compliance. If this was to be a gentle reminder of the citizens' obligation to the government, which I agree there are some, well, that'd be one thing. However, this administration is pushing things like climate change, Obamacare, gun control, all kinds of other stuff. They want to let Iran have the bomb and then pay them to take it. While Iran consults with the Chinese as the Russians start hanging out in Syria. That's what our federal government wants. That's what they've got going on right now. And on top of that, they want to go into this behavioral experimentation. The new executive order encourages federal agencies to identify policies, programs, and operations where applying behavioral science insights might yield substantial improvements in public welfare, program outcomes, and program cost effectiveness, as well as to develop strategies for applying behavioral science insights to programs and, where possible, rigorously test and evaluate the impact of these insights. Now, here's the thing. If they're going to, they already tried to persuade us. They've already got the media. The media has worked out pretty good. I don't know why they need to go with a behavioral science inside experimentation set up to have these nudge teams in place. There's a remarkable amount of the American populace today that hasn't even asked for that. They're just going along to get along. Right now, 45 million of them follow Kim Kardashian. 45,400,000 follow Taylor Swift. That's 90 million people. A third of the United States follows two pop idols. And we're out here. The feds, that's not enough. Fact sheet sent out by the White House on Tuesday shows that researchers at numerous universities and think tanks from MIT, Harvard, and the Brookings Institute, to name a few, have signed on to the program. As an example, President Obama's health care law, Obamacare, is replete with nudge language and experimentation. My first question would have to be, why do you guys need this? And then that is answered by certain, you know, President Barack Obama, he has said that one of his biggest frustrations out there is not being able to get the gun control he wants. Would he start nudging us to go for that? Is that the way he would do that? Is he going to nudge us so that we'll stop complaining about Obamacare? Is he going to nudge us so that he can pick the next president? Is he going to nudge us so he doesn't have to stop being president? Now, I don't know how all of this would work. I have to think, given the way this administration has been working. You know, they did the thing with the veterans on the gun rights, and then now they want to do it with the Social Security recipients, which is a big order of magnitude higher as far as numbers of people, from 177,000 on the veterans to 4.2 million Social Security recipients. See how that works, and then move on to the next group, the next focus group that we can take gun rights away. When we look at that, then I have to say that every time he has a minor success, he takes that and he wants to push for a bigger success. This is him wanting to, you know, maybe he's looking at the mainstream media and the way so many people follow it blindly and saying, I need to capitalize on this. I need to capitalize on this. But hey, your president, he wants to control your minds now. He wants to nudge. Nudging assumes that a small group of people in the government know better about choices than the individuals making them. That's where they're going with that. When we get back, we're going to find out, talk about how important gun control is to the president. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Teacher Rick Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, if you remember correctly, back in 2013, that's when we had the attempt for expanded background checks with the Manchin-Toomey bill. And when that was defeated, you remember President Barack Obama back in April 2013 going into the Rose Garden and having a hissy fit. I'm very interested to know when this decision for behavioral experimentation started. Did that start after April? I mean, odds are that it probably did. And it's interesting that it's coming to fruition now. Now, as public interest in gun control policy continues to increase, as gun ownership continues to expand, as the people carrying guns on a daily basis continues to expand, America's approval on how the president has handled this issue is declining rapidly. A majority of voters, 59%, disapprove of how the president has handled what he calls his greatest frustration in failing to pass common sense gun laws, according to the results of a CNN ORC poll. His remarks came a month after the Charleston shooting and only hours before a shooter opened fire at a movie theater in Louisiana, killing two people and injuring nine others. While only 35% of people approve of his work, there's been an increase in interest in the topic of gun control from 22% in 2011 to 42% currently. It seems the president's frustration sort of run concurrent to public opinion among liberals, some 63% of whom in June favored the president's handling of gun control policy, compared to 53% as of recent polling. That's dropped as well. The drops in approval have been shorter among moderates and conservatives, who during the same period saw modest declines from 44 to 41, 23 to 19. Polling data reveals that about 49% of voters thought current gun laws were about right. 41% believed it was too easy for people to buy guns. Some 56% of voters in 2013 thought current laws made gun buying too easy, and 40% thought they were about right. That's probably because in that amount of time, some of those people decided to try to buy a gun. Now, mind you, once again, like I said, as far as this behavioral science thing goes, most of these attitudes among people that think it's too easy to buy a gun are amongst people who don't own guns and don't know. They only know what they see in the magic box. When asked whether they thought more comprehensive background checks would prevent the mentally ill from buying guns, a majority of voters, 31%, said they thought it was somewhat likely. Some 31% also said they thought it was not at all likely that similar checks would prevent convicted criminals from buying guns. See, that flies in its own face. When asked whether background checks would make it more difficult for law-abiding citizens without mental health problems to buy guns, 29% said they thought it was somewhat likely, and 28% said it was not likely at all. Now, here's the thing, okay? Especially with these polls. We need to look at where these polls occurred. Does this say where this poll occurred? No. Most of your big media outlets are in a coastal liberal city. Most of them. CNN has an office down in Atlanta, but I think a lot of their stuff is in New York as well. When they go out and conduct a poll, we need to know who they're asking. We need to know how many of them were asking. And we need to know how many of them are gun owners versus not. Then we get an idea of how much of an educated guess these polls are coming up with. Because they're coming up with percentages and all this other junk that, is really just a bunch of minutia in some cases, but in other cases
if we actually knew a little bit more about the poll, it would be quite educational to just figure out whether or not the poll's even valid. The method matters. Now, some of the things they put out there and some of these findings, I lay that purely at the feet of the low-info voter, the ones that do not know, that they don't own guns, they don't know what it's like to buy a gun, they've never shot a gun, they've never seen, in some cases, they've never seen a gun. All of these great metropolitan areas, like New York, Chicago, they've been under liberal control for a long time. There are whole generations that have grown up without knowing what some people in Kentucky have known. Some people in Kentucky are exposed to stuff at 7, 8 years old. Tennessee, North Carolina, Georgia. I mean, it's a different way of life. They would say that their way of life is advanced, much more so than ours. We would say, we wouldn't say anything to begin with, and then we would probably bristle at the thought that they want to try to tell us how to live our lives, which is what this whole behavioral experiment is going to be about, folks. So, some of this stuff now, all of these things, I can honestly tell you this as I look at this. All of a sudden, when you see this thing about the behavioral experiment, I don't even know how this is going to work. I don't even know how, I'm almost certain this isn't going to be MK Ultra. But I don't know how this is going to work. There are some people out there that will literally believe anything they see. They can look at the point and, they'll be like, wow, that makes so much sense to me. Then they see the counterpoint and they're agreeing with that too. And then at the end of it, they're just very thoroughly confused. This part of the central government, this is smacking of something. All of a sudden, everything just ties together for me. Everything just ties together for me. He has tried everything he could try. He's gone as far as Obama has gone as far as he can go. Yeah, he can bring 10,000 Syrians in here, and yes, we'll have a whole bunch of probable terrorists here. We'll have enough to make a difference. We'll have enough to shake things to the core. Mm-hmm. Ask Minneapolis, St. Paul, where they have 30,000 Somalis. Ask them how that's working out. They have more arrests in Minneapolis, St. Paul over people wanting to work with ISIS than anywhere else. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from Salon Magazine... America is not like Switzerland when it comes to guns, but it should be. Actually, we're so much better. And I'll tell you why. Switzerland is a small country. Total population, a little bit more than 8 million. We have more people than that with known concealed carry permits issued. We have 13 million. We have nearly twice as many permit holders as they have entire people. Switzerland does not have a standing army, so they issue full setup, full house, chatter switch included, assault rifles to their residents because they will be called upon in the event that they are invaded to repel the invaders. Well, since we have a standing army, of course, we shouldn't be allowed to be like Switzerland. That's part of it. Now, from the Federalist Papers, where we heard Alexander Hamilton say that the best we can hope for concerning the people at large is that they properly be armed, to the Heller decision where they found out and figured out that the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms was an individual right. We've had this body of work that says between these two things and all of that time in between that says that we don't have to be organized into a militia. The people at large are allowed. And I love the fact that, you know, Alexander Hamilton, who was so dashing in his day, just thought that an armed America was the best hope. Not an educated electorate, an armed populace. Now, liberals would have us believe that things like abortion and same-sex marriage are constitutional rights and settled law, but they singularly refuse to accept the individual gun rights set forth in Heller and McDonald. And then we come to Heather Digby Parton at Salon.com, where she writes, the right's deeply misleading new gun control meme. America should be more like Switzerland. Switzerland's high rate of gun ownership is tied to the fact that it does not have a standing army, so virtually every male citizen is conscripted into the military, where they receive comprehensive weapons training. Since they are a militia, they keep their government-issued weapons, without ammunition, which I'm not sure of, if anybody knows, I'd like to know, at home. Therefore, many of the guns in Swiss homes were issued to them by the government, and most Swiss gun owners are highly trained in gun safety. This is in contrast to many untrained American yahoos who hang out around Starbucks with loaded AR-15s leaning dangerously against the tabletop while they sip their mocha frappuccino. You know, in Israel, when the conscripted military members are off work, when they're walking around, they can be walking around in a tank top and flip-flops and a pair of shorts. They have their weapon slung. They go everywhere with their weapon. Everywhere. And, you know, I guess I've never met somebody that owned an AR-15 that didn't know how to operate it. And don't you think that if the people that owned 8 AR-15s, and who knows what that number is, it's got to be in the well over 10 million people. Don't you think that if there were accidental shootings coming up from, malfeasance, incompetence, anything else ending with ints, do you not think that the gun grabbers would not be latching onto that to further, throw this Yahoo label on us? So here we have, her opening salvo is that the 2A is a malicious thing, so the Swiss aren't like me and you when it comes to guns. And then going a little ad hominem by calling us yahoos. And there you have it, proof that no American should own an assault rifle unless he or she is part of an organized mob. I'm sorry, government-run militia. Sorry about that. But she keeps on going. Because nobody just writes a paragraph at Salon.com. So the first part of the meme's implicit argument that large-scale gun ownership prevents gun violence is disproven by the good old USA. Switzerland may have high gun ownership per capita, but so do we. And our crime rate is the highest in the developed world by a mile. Clearly having a bunch of guns is not the key to a low crime rate. Have you ever noticed that they look at the developed world and they want that to be the white European world? Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed that they look at, South Africa, parts of Africa? Anybody seen video of Cape Town nowadays? I mean, Cape Town is beautiful. Cape Town is diverse. Lots of people move to Cape Town from places like Europe. But there's a bit of a little racist undercoding there to this whole idea that plus it is disingenuous. Our crime rate is not the highest in the developed world by a mile, and we're in the middle of the pack. We're way down the list, and we have more guns per capita than anywhere else. And if guns were the issue, our crime, we would be the highest. But Miss Parton writing it on Salon.com does not make it so. Also, crime rates are really what counts, aren't they? Not freedom. Developed countries don't include Mexico or anywhere else across our poor southern border. And in Europe, which is, you know, a very cultured civilization, been there for 1,000 years or so, we've seen a lot of democide. We've seen a lot of the government killing their own citizens in the enlightened Europe. Second part of the argument she writes is that large-scale gun ownership doesn't cause a high crime rate. It's more complicated. Certainly, nobody is saying that guns fire bullets all by themselves. What most people who seek restrictions on gun ownership believe is that having easy access to firearms makes it too easy for flawed humans to make lethal choices in situations that do not have to be lethal. To the gun control advocate, the freedom to own guns for fun and profit doesn't outweigh the freedom to not be shot. To the gun proliferation advocate, the more guns, the more freedom. That argument will not be resolved by anything Switzerland does or doesn't do. The Second Amendment exists to help you with the freedom to not be shot. That's why it exists. Not be shot by your government. As a matter of fact, which has been a problem in Europe's past, recent past. England doesn't have a lot of guns, but they sure have a lot of crime. They have more crime than we have, 5 times as much. But to get back to that militia clause, which, you know, just like abortion and gay marriage rights is settled law, that's beside the point. Why would the founders put that militia stuff in there like that if they were simply creating a fundamental right to bear arms? Switzerland's militia is a good illustration of why they did that. The gun owners in Switzerland aren't armed in order to repel a home invasion by criminals. Is that bad to be able to do that? We're free, Ms. Parton. That's why we have guns. Free men have guns. Ask the samurai. They were the ones with the swords. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces with earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals. I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, for every time there's a season, in Pennsylvania, Senator Pat Toomey, who formerly enjoyed the endorsements of places like the NRA, Gun Owners of America, a few others, is coming up on his first reelection campaign. And this time out, I don't know if Senator Toomey will survive. I don't know if he will still be a senator when it's said and done. Because here's what he has worked himself into. His backing and co-sponsoring of the Toomey Manchin Bill, the Manchin-Toomey Bill, whatever you want to call it, means that both the gun rights groups don't like him and the gun-grabbing groups think that he's weak. There you have it. This is political toast here. Not too long ago, the Pennsylvanians for Self-Protection, they were going to protest at some festivities where he's going to show up. And then they backed away because they said the reason they backed away was because a Toomey staffer promised the senator would not reintroduce the high-profile gun bill known as Toomey Manchin, that stalled in the Senate 2 years ago. Now, Toomey's aide denied that report, saying that no such assurance was made. However, here's what happened when they made this statement, when the pro-gun group made this statement. This was, either they got told that, or this was a misinformation ploy designed to make the gun grabbers angry. See, Toomey exists in a state that has plenty of blue. plenty of blue. It's Pennsylvania is more of a purple state, actually. So he needs to attract a slice of Democratic voters to clinch the second term. His record on this could maybe possibly help, but he also has a large and vocal gun rights community, and the Democrats are seizing on this issue. A spokesman for Democratic Senate candidate Katie McGinty, a former official with the administration of Democratic Governor Tom Wolf, accused Toomey of telling gun control advocates one thing and gun rights advocates another, and said he is playing politics with the issue of gun safety instead of being honest with the people of Pennsylvania. Former Representative Joe Sestak, who narrowly lost to Toomey in 2010 and is running again, touted his own support for an assault weapon ban while accusing Toomey of talking big but not following through on gun legislation. "Do you want a warrior who's beside you all the time or a guy who deserts you after one lost battle?" he said in an email Monday. He also stated, despite repeatedly claiming he's looking for opportunities to reintroduce the bill, either Senator Toomey lacks the courage to simply reintroduce it, or his true conviction remains the same as when he said, "My idea of gun control is a steady aim." Tom Campion, the legislative affairs director for the Pennsylvania's for Self-Defense, and Bob D'Souza, the senator's state director, offered conflicting accounts of the conversations between the two sides. Campion said in an interview that Toomey's aide was very reluctant about committing to not reviving the background checks bill, but he finally came around. And when he did, he said, "What I can tell you is it appears there is no intention of any longer to move on Toomey Mansion or anything similar." According to Campion, D'Souza did say that if another senator introduces a similar measure, the senator would likely support it. In an email on Monday, D'Souza flatly denied that account of the exchange. "That's not what I said." His office would not say whether he plans to reintroduce the background checks proposal around the third anniversary of the massacre of Sandy Hook, and D'Souza did not offer a different account of his exchanges with Pennsylvania's for Self-Defense. E.R. Anderson, a spokeswoman for Toomey, said that the senator is open to a legislative effort to advance this common-sense idea of the background checks for firearms, which we already have. I'm sure he is open for that because we already have it. "He's always been a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. He has long believed and continues to believe that background checks for commercial sales of firearms are consistent with the Second Amendment and a reasonable way to help keep guns out of the hands of criminals and the dangerously mentally ill. That's not what he would have gotten, though. He wanted expanded background checks, not commercial sales. We already have commercial sales. So Senator Toomey and his spokespeople are getting out there, and they're throwing out around their own misinformation, too. And this is Senator Toomey wanting to remain a senator of Pennsylvania. I don't know exactly where you stand on guns. I've always had this idea that Pennsylvania is a relatively gun-friendly state, but, you know, you do have Philadelphia dead center of it. Class A city, like the rest of your cities aren't. And they do what they want. You are having the same issue that every other state has, though, Pennsylvania. You have a politician who's not going to listen to constituents. And right now, what he's trying to do is he's trying to make everybody happy because he likes being the senator. Now, the Pennsylvanians for Self-Protection did not want to hear about this background check thing that he wants to do because they know what it is, like I know what it is. They did cancel this protest, but they're still not going to endorse him until he fully retracts his previous position on guns, which is going to seem highly unlikely. For him to do that would be politically disastrous for him. For him to not do it is politically disastrous. This is the whole conundrum that you get into when you get into gun control. Once you are in it, it's like jumping out of a plane. You cannot swim back to the plane. When you're in this free fall, you are going to continue down. Campion says his group wants to help the first-term senator, who's going to face a stern Democratic challenge next year, but that can happen only if Toomey takes a hard line on the Second Amendment, he said. And also added, look, the Second Amendment community is very concerned with this. If the senator thinks he's going to pick up votes by moving to the left a bit, he's going to lose those conservative votes. Don't believe us. Talk to Tom Corbett, referring to the Republican governor who was ousted in 2014. On the other side, Every Town for Gun Safety, a group started in the aftermath of Newtown, is clearly relying on Toomey to have it back, have its back. They put out, and this is like a death knell, for anybody in a state that might have some Republicans in it, this is like arsenic in an IV drip. Every Town put out that they were very grateful for all the leadership Senator Toomey has shown in working to reduce the country's epidemic of gun violence. We look forward to continuing to work with Senator Toomey and other lawmakers on this critically important issue, said Kate Fulmer, spokeshole for Every Town. Now, Toomey does have one advantage here. He does not have a Republican primary challenger. Toomey would like to keep it that way, but if he leans too hard into his advocacy for background checks, that could be enough to rile up the conservatives in Pennsylvania, and that could bring a primary opponent to the forefront. So all he has to do is get out there and say, this guy lied to you. He told you he's pro-Second Amendment, but he wants a gun registry, and he's telling the truth when he does that, because universal background checks don't work without a gun registry. He could say things like, well, he'll tell you that, in the language of Toomey Manchin, there was that was forbidden, but how do you make it work without a gun registry? How would you make that work, Senator, without a gun registry? What do you compare it to make sure that these private sales aren't happening? And what's he going to say? He can lie some more, like he's... he can lie a little bit and try to get that out there, but... Interesting times. National Republicans want Toomey to do everything he can to emphasize his work across the aisle. Okay. Have at it. Coming up next, Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.